The first one I see is finance. The fiscal situation on the continent it's quite sobering because you have countries still struggling to recover from the impact of COVID. You know, COVID set countries back many years in terms of their development trajectory. As they were trying to deal with that, the war in Ukraine happened, creating a huge global cost of living crisis with imported inflation, but also high interest rates that made borrowing from the global market extremely expensive for countries. And then, of course, we still have the impact of climate, you know, with extreme weather conditions causing disasters that countries then have to put up resources to deal with. So you've got poverty. In Africa, actually, we have figures that show that 50 million more people fell back into poverty. So dealing with that condition of just being able to provide services, the basic minimum services to the population that's facing a cost of living crisis, and at the same time balancing that with investing in a carbon-free world, whether it's in the energy sector or in the food system sector or in the health sector, that is a monumental challenge for countries.
So finance is very crucial. What is this loss and damage fund? How does it relate to the $3 billion that the U.S. has pledged to Green Climate Fund?
Right. So as you know, Africa contributes almost insignificant numbers to the emission reality that we're seeing, less than 4%. But Africa is bearing the brunt of the pollution of the world with all the disasters that the countries on the continent are facing, whether you are a landlocked country, a small island developing state, or a country in the Sahel region. All of these countries are seeing a devastating impact of climate change that is affecting lives and livelihoods. So you have to respond to that. And we could call this, let's say, a humanitarian response, emergency response, where if Mozambique has a cyclone tomorrow and houses are damaged or completely destroyed, you have to rebuild those houses. You have to build back better, as they say. You have to rebuild schools, roads, infrastructure. All of that require resources, billions of dollars. Loss and damage funds should go towards supporting countries to pick up the pieces, basically. Whereas the other fund, the climate fund, is really more developmental in nature. It is looking at investments that contribute to both mitigation and adaptation. And, you know, the more investment you have in that fund, perhaps the less you have to invest in loss and damage. So our message really is that you shouldn't rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. You have to make sure that both funds are robustly serviced so that we're able to tackle this from both ends, the prevention, the mitigation, the adaptation, which all contribute to reducing the losses and the damage. And that's what the GCF fund is intended for.
So as you mentioned, Africa is one of the regions of the world that is most affected when it comes to climate change. So when we talk about financing climate change, what does Africa contribute, or does it need help from the international community to finance climate change in Africa?
Well, I think if we're speaking truth, we could basically say that Africa is owed a climate debt, because as I say, the heavy polluters are also the richest countries, right? 80% of the wealth is coming out of these countries that pollute the most. So some of those resources have to be unlocked for adaptation on the continent. But also, African countries have shown leadership in contributing to a decarbonized world and greener pathways to development. And fair to say that this continent is probably the only one in the world today that has the chance to have a completely green industrial revolution. So it behoves really rich countries to provide the adequate amount of resources, financial, technology, capacity, and otherwise that allows Africa to follow a greener pathway to industrialization.